This is Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu class, October 27th. And this is, we're on the second verse, Bhava Bhakti chapter. We discussed the definition of Bhava Bhakti, and now we're on the second verse. It's the first division, chapter 3, verse 2. Premnastu pratamavasta bhava it yavidiyate. Satvikas swapa matrasur atrashru palakadaya. Now he's describing something about the characteristics of one at the level of Bhava Bhakti. The preliminary state of prema. In other words, we say nishta, ruchi, asakti, then bhava and prema. But bhava and prema are really one. And in fact, acharyas explain that all the levels, these nine levels, they're all kind of like, it's not really black and white. There's not really clear divisions from one to the other. There's some overlapping from one to the other. When one is at the level of nishtha, there's also ruchi coming there. And there's also asakti in different degrees. You know, it's not like clearly defined differences. So when one comes to asakti, attachment to Krishna, then bhava begins there. And then as he develops the bhava and the feelings, then he actually rises to the qualifications of being established at the level of bhava and no longer at asakti. But he still has attachment, only more attachment, a concentrated attachment. And now at the level of bhava, then bhava and prema are almost like, there's not really much separation at all. That's why it said it's the dawn and the sunrise. How long, what is the time difference between the dawn and, I say, sunrise and the sun? Always getting light, and then you turn around, take a bath, then the sun's up. So bhava is like that, within a few moments. Especially when one is practicing bhava at the level of Raghunuga Bhakti. When one is practicing Vaidhi Sadhana, then he comes to bhava. When one is practicing Raghunuga Sadhana, he also comes to bhava. But the nature of the bhava is different. And that's being discussed here. So the preliminary state, that's why he says the preliminary state of prema is bhava. And that at this time there are a few sattvic bhavas that appear. Tears in the eyes and hair standing on end. So in other words, what is prema? Prema is a condensed form of bhava. What is prema? It's the ultra condensed form of shraddha. Shraddha is nothing but prema in a seed-like form. Let's say shraddha is a reflection of the seed. Or let's say shraddha is the shadow of the seed in the heart. And then when one gets sadhusanga, then the seed gets the light and the heat and the encouragement and the energy to open and begin. That's why it's the beginning of the bhakti lata. So that's why this song, Vishnu Chakravarti, he sings, he says, Mahaprabhu kirtana nrita gita varitra madhyan manasora sena romancha kampa sutaranga bhajo vande goro sri charanaravindam romancha kampa ashru. He lists three of the eight ashtasattvic bhavs. Romancha is hair standing on end. Kampa is trembling, and ashru is the tears, crying. These are three of eight, and there's different levels of these sattvic bhavs. There's Duma, Jwala, Duma, Jwalita, Dipta, and Sudipta. There's four levels, smoking and then some sparking or whatever, then blazing and completely blazing. So in the beginning, at the level of bhava, there may be just sometimes some tears, but later they become very deep at the level of prema. And these symptoms are not always manifest in a Bhava Bhakta, that his hair is always standing on head and like an afro hairdo or something. And it's not always tears in his eyes. He's not always hairs trembling and this and that. Once in a while, different occasions, with different udipans, if there's a different udipan or stimulant or excitant, Prabhupada was sometimes, one would see tears in his eyes, or even noticeable tears in his eyes, when he was taking darshan of different deities. Sometimes he would lie on the floor, and exactly where he was lying on the floor, there'd be some water there even. I mean, a lot of tears. That was noticed in Rukmini Dwarkadish temple in L.A. And when he was chanting, sometimes tears would come down his eyes. When he was in Gorakhpur, 1971, doing a program with the Agita Press people, his friend Hanuman Prasad Podar, Prabhupada actually became stunned. And there were some tears coming down his face. And at that time he was singing Jai Radha Madhav. So that bhajan and that meditation and what it means, it transported Krishna to Vrindavan to be with his Radha Madhav in Mayapur and Vrindavan. And then he lost his external consciousness and he went to internal consciousness. And then he just became stunned and stopped Jayarat. And the devotees were looking. This is a very famous account. It's in Leelamrita described also. The devotees were looking and they were kind of, what to do? I mean, what's happening? They've never seen such Prabhupada in ecstasy. So they started chanting on their beads, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. That's nice. Good thing to do. Because they thought maybe Prabhupada is sick or in difficulty. So these are occasionally manifest, and generally the devotees who are, let's say, moving in the public sphere, they will try to be, as much as possible, contain their ecstasies within them. But avadhuts and bhajanandis who live alone, they may be crying day and night, or howling, or chanting the name. That's explained in 11th canto, Evam Vrata. Evam Vrata Supriya Namam. Says that one may chant the Maha Mantra all his life or whatever, Guru Mantra, but then some particular name of Krishna may strike his consciousness or mind and may absorb him in that Priyanam. Evam Vrata Supriya Namam. His own favorite name or dear name of Krishna or Radha, he may become enchanted by that. And this is the symptom of someone to level of bhava. Not that some bhakta goes around the temple saying, you know, sham, sham, sham. I'll just throw him out in the street and send him home. But at the level of bhava, Krishna is describing in Uddhava Gita, these are some of the symptoms that one may engage like this. Now, this is text 3. Dayam dayam bhagavata padam bhuja yugam tara ishad vikriyamanatma sardra jistira buddhaso. These are examples of sattvic bhavas appearing at this stage. So sattvic bhavas are really there and they manifest. And this is an example when King Ambarish was put in difficulty by Durvasa Muni. He began to meditate on the lotus feet of Vishnu, Savai Mana Krishna Padara Vindayor. Savai Mana Krishna Padara Vinda, Aravinda. That pair of lotus feet, he began to meditate on. And as he was meditating on the lotus feet of the Lord, the lotus feet meditation technique, which is mentioned, he developed slight transformations of the heart and tears in his eyes. So that caused some changes in his body. It's called septic vikar, changes in his body, and this is cited there as an example of some of the preliminary symptoms that appear in bhav. Hasyam samapayat. Everything should end on a humorous note.